Hello, bonjour, and marhaban. Welcome to episode 1. My name is Smik. I'm an enthusiastic bird nerd, raised by a lovely mother and a pigeon fancier. This will be our first podcast today, and we are very excited. We means I'm not alone.
No, he isn't. I'm an old friend of Smik's. My name's Flap Flap. I've recently fallen in love with the subject around the carrier pigeon and am now very much looking forward to learn more about this incredibly exciting creature. So, Smik, can you please tell us, what is the idea of this podcast?
The idea of this podcast is, I saw that, or everybody knows that the number of fanciers is declining in the whole world, and I found nothing in the web about pigeons. There are no podcasts anywhere, and okay. I think it's a good idea to bring this theme closer to the audience outside. Yeah. Maybe we can convince somebody to acquire some pigeons later.
Oh, okay, so we will talk more about pigeons in the future. Can you maybe briefly tell the listeners what they can expect in this podcast series?
Oh yeah, they can expect that we want to talk about the acquire of racing pigeons, the breeding, the whole breeding process, then the optimal care for racing pigeons to fly them in championships and so. And we can talk about news in the pigeon world, what happened actually in the world, and many more stuff. But today we will start with general information about pigeons that everybody can start from scratch.
So, it's going to be great.
I hope so. And let's talk about the origin and constitution first.
Okay, so when I think of pigeons, the most famous one comes to my mind first and foremost, the common city pigeon.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Venice, for example, has more pigeons than inhabitants.
Yeah.
However, I think I know that there are other types of pigeons. Can you inform me and our audience about this in more detail?
Yeah, I would like to. There are over 340 different species known in the family of the Columbidae all over the world.
Wow.
And it's the only member in the order of Columbiformes. They are living all around the globe, except for the Arctic and Antarctic. And one funny fact is, you know the dodo? You ever heard about the dodo?
Yeah, the extincted one.
Yes. It's funny that he was also in the family of the Columbiformes.
Oh, he was?
So, it's like a cousin to the pigeon.
Nice to know.
Yeah. And yeah, there are some different species. Maybe you heard about some, like the hill pigeon, the common wood pigeon, the Eurasian colored dove. And then we have the rock dove, the rock pigeon. It's called the Columba livia or the Columba livia domestica. It's that the one in the cities and the racing pigeons. And it's the pigeon that our podcast will be about.
Okay, so the rock dove should be in our spotlight. Is this the pigeon species that is used by pigeon fanciers for pigeon racing?
Yes, indeed. That's exactly the pigeon we want to talk about.
How could it have come about that all those pigeons had become interesting for humans? Are there perhaps exciting historical facts about the domestication of the pigeon?
Yeah, the start of the domestication began round about 5000 before Christ. People observed that the rock doves returned to their nest from long distances very easy. So they start in the morning, they go somewhere to find some food, some seeds, then they are eating there. And in the evening, they are returning to their home nests and to their chicks. And by 3000 before Christ, Egypt saw the Egypt. They saw that they returning to their homes every time, and they were using homing pigeons. The homing pigeons is also known as homers. For pigeons,
like Homer from The Simpsons.
Like, no, just like yeah, it sounds like yeah. Homers. It's written the same. Yeah, okay. It's a short name for the homing pigeons. They use it for pigeon mail, the Egypts. So later, they were used for several similar jobs like postal carriage or in wartime communication.
Oh, certainly some of these animals were more reliable than some suppliers of certain wholesalers are today.
Yeah.
How far could one send a mail with these carrier pigeons?
Pigeon flights of 1,600 kilometers were routine in the army. Yeah, and the record flight for a U.S. Army Signal Corps pigeon was a flight distance of 3,700 kilometers. It's incredible.
Amazing! Amazing!
Incredible. Yeah.
Whoa. And absolutely. How exactly was a letter sent by a pigeon? Was there a special device for this, which was like attached to the pigeon?
Yeah, absolutely. There are some different kind of devices. Some of them you can mount on the back. It's like a backpack for the pigeon. They wear it like common backpack. And others are like rings with an extendable capsule on it. Where you can put a letter in it or some messages, some drugs, if you want. And if you think about the possibility how we can store data today on an SD card or on a USB card, there would be a lot of potential to carry some data.
Yeah, just for our listeners here, we don't want to give you ideas how to... send your drugs.
that was not my idea.
It was just a little example.
Yeah, and I'm sure it already happened, I don't want to motivate anybody here.
Of course. No, don't do drugs, guys. Yeah. Don't do drugs. Yeah. As we can see, the carrier pigeon is a truly historical creature.
Yeah.
How did this animal, which found its use in the transport of messages, become a high-performance sport animal?
Pigeon sports started at the beginning of the 19th century. And 1818, the first race was held in Belgium. And towards the end of the century, the sport gained more and more prominence.
And we speak about sport because a number of fanciers are giving some pigeons to a trailer. You put them in a trailer, you go somewhere with the pigeons, you release them there, and then they fly home. You measure the time, and you have the distance, so you have a speed, and then the fastest pigeon is the best pigeon, so you have a championship. That's why we call it sport, pigeon sport, or pigeon racing, and you need to train them.
Racing pigeons are trained by repeated practice to return to their home loft when released at various distances and to enter the loft through the trap doors. We will talk about this whole process in detail later in an episode if you join me. Flap.
Yeah, I'd love to. Of course. Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah.
This is tremendously exciting. It makes me wonder why this species of bird was chosen for this sport. Can you tell us something about the physics of the rock dove? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the pigeon is made for the sport. So it's clear that this crazy motivation, this strong motivation to go home, to find home, is incredible, and it's incredibly strong, and it's perfect for a race.
Wow! Yeah.
And it's natural. That's important. It's a natural thing. And if we speak about the physics,
these are stout-bodied birds with short necks and short, slender bills with flashy sears. The sear is the white hump on the beak. Maybe you know it.
Yeah, I've already seen this, I think. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then they have huge and strong chest muscles. And for newbies who don't know anything about birds, it's important to know that birds have a strong and lightweight skeleton because of hollow bones.
Oh, yeah. Okay, as a newbie, I would also be interested to know exactly what a racing pigeon looks like. Do they all look the same?
Yeah, they almost look like the pigeons on the street. If you look twice, you will see some differences. I always compare them with a homeless and someone who play professional sport. Pigeons primarily use powder down feathers for preening, which gives a soft and silky feel to their plumage. Mm-hmm. And three different colors are known: ash red, blue, and brown. Mm-hmm. And they have different patterns, four different patterns, but a lot of different modifiers. But patterns, they are T-check. The name is T-check. It's the most dark one. Then there is a check, there is a bar, okay, and there is a barless pigeon. And the bar pigeon, you know, the bars on the wings they have? If you see blue pigeons with these bars on the wings?
Yeah, I know them, yeah.
That's a bar pigeon. So, and then they have some modifiers like grizzle and spread and different ones, but... if you would like to see some pictures of them, we can post one on Instagram later, and then you can check some different pigeons and different with different modifiers or with different patterns.
Oh, it's fantastic! Thank you. It's really fascinating.
Yeah,
I think most ordinary people like me didn't realize until today that so many differences exist. Mm-hmm. And the colors of pigeons. Are these colors hereditary?
Yes, they are. And not just the colors, also the patterns and many more. It's like us humans with some differences. But let us talk about this in a later episode. What do you think about?
Yeah, it's fine for me. Talking about genetic aspects, it would be interesting for me to know how reproduction takes place among pigeons. Would you have some other juicy facts for us?
Yes, I have some. The pigeon in general is monogamous. Mm-hmm. And usually they are laying two white eggs. One egg is like a half the size of a chicken egg. Mm-hmm. And laying eggs can take place up to 6 times per year.
Wow.
If you imagine, 6 times per year. And that's also the reason why the cities are full with pigeons.
Yeah.
If you can take if laying eggs can take place up to 6 times per year.
Wow, yeah.
That's crazy.
A lot of eggs.
And the incubation period is just 17 to 19 days.
What?
A common chicken needs 21 days if you compare, and then it's interesting that the parents taking turns to take care for the egg. It's like shift workers.
So many parents would be able to observe a good role model here.
Oh, yeah.
Do they also breastfeed their children?
A kind of. Both parents can create a kind of milk in their crops, and it's called crop milk. And the cockbird and the hen are feeding the chicks.
Cockbird. Okay.
It's called cockbird, yeah. It's easy to remember.
I understand, I see. So now we have already heard a lot of invigorating facts about pigeons.
Yeah.
And when I listen to my growling stomach, it makes like...
I heard it.
I ask myself, what do pigeons eat?
Yeah, they eat like meat and bones. No, no, just joking.
No.
They are eating grains and seeds, and then they need some grit for the digestive system, and sometimes they eat vegetables. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and the result is known to all of us. The pigeons have these white, disgusting excretions afterwards. Well, this mess I would reluctantly want to clean in a pigeon loft.
The droppings of healthy homers are completely different than the excretions you are talking about.
Huh? Really?
Yeah. Similar in appearance to little marbles. Pigeon droppings are firm and white brown or white green in color. The feces are of healthy pigeons will contain tiny feathers. And loose, wet droppings are a sign of stressed or unhealthy birds.
Oh.
This is a perfect indicator in your pigeon loft to see if your pigeons are healthy or not. And if you see all the excretions on the street, on the buildings and stuff like that, this is from street pigeons eating McDonald's and stuff on the street the whole day, and that's why.
I see.
So the droppings of healthy homers are completely different.
And yet these creatures always find a way to pollute exactly my car.
Yes. mine also.
Where do pigeons get this impressive sense of direction?
It has not been clarified yet. It's a combination of different things. One is the Earth's magnetic field. Then there is the position of the sun is one, and combine with the sense of smell and the visual perception of the environment. It's one of the best GPS in the world, and it's natural. If you imagine,
it's
crazy.
It's quite impressive, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, it is. So it seems that these animals have an incredible amount to offer. We have already heard of ravens using pedestrian crossings to open nuts. You heard about them?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
You heard about the eagles that bring large prey, such as ibexes, to fall on steep slopes.
I saw this. I saw this once in the internet, in a video.
Yeah,
it
was really...
That's crazy.
Intimidating, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then they feast on their carcasses afterwards.
Yeah, and I saw some birds in Australia or somewhere. They take some branches with fire on it, and they put it on another place to make fire to find
to lighten.
Some, yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, it is. So. What I'm asking myself now is, can we also attribute a certain intelligence to pigeons?
Yes. I think pigeons are underestimated.
Are they?
Because they pass the mirror test for self-recognition. That means they know that they saw themselves in the mirror, they can recognize each letter of the human alphabet.
Wow!
They can tell different people apart. I think pigeons are underestimated, and nobody knows it.
So, I'm speechless.
I hope our audience know it now.
Yeah.
We told some nice facts about the pigeons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, unfortunately, our time is over now, as I see, and we want to say thank you to the audience, and... we hope we can bring some funny facts and a thirst for knowledge about pigeons. Smix, what can our listeners expect to hear in the second episode?
In the second episode, we want to talk about the choir of racing pigeons. And last but not least, we would really appreciate if you follow us on Instagram, on Spotify. Leave a comment if you like it or not. Thank you for listening. Your last words, Flap Flap?
As my grandfather always told me, a day you learn something about pigeons is a good day.
That's true. We can leave it like that. So, goodbye, au revoir, and yalla bye.